This week on Into the Podverse, Me, Her and Everything Else dives into cultural translations of respect with Nollywood's Shafi Bello, while Tea with Tay chronicles M.I. Abaga's music industry ascent. Quality of Life celebrates Saudi female athletes, aligning with societal shifts, featuring a bilingual format, captivating diverse audiences. Investigative podcasts like The Retrievals tackle societal issues alongside the resurgence of Emily Oster's evidence-driven parenting and parent data. Amidst the substantive content, tensions flare as Tyrese Gibson confronts remarks on the Joe Budden podcast, sparking a social media feud with Quinslet. The podcast continues to evolve, embracing AI tools for production efficiency while embracing stories that inspire, inform, and entertain. Welcome to Into the Podverse with your host, Tony Doe. This is where innovation meets storytelling and challenges transform into opportunities. So join me, Tony Doe, on an auditory journey that unveils the secrets of this burgeoning medium. Uncover the hidden gems of podcasting from my perspective and with exclusive interviews from the masters of the Podverse. In the podcast, Me, Her, and Everything Else, hosted by Stephanie Coker at Adirioku, iconic Nollywood actress Shafi Bello joins in a discussion about respect, its cultural translations, finding love, and Bello's upcoming masterclass titled Shafi Bello, What I Know. This conversation transcends cultural boundaries, exploring themes deeply rooted in societal fabric. Another podcast, Tea with Tay, features Nigerian rapper and hip-hop icon M.I. Abaga. In this episode, M.I. shares his remarkable journey from his childhood days in Jos to becoming a prominent figure in the music industry. He opens up about his experiences, including his challenges, successes, and his meeting with Eniola Mafe, now his wife. The podcast, Quality of Life, a testament to the transformative power of storytelling, highlights the remarkable achievements of women in sports across Saudi Arabia and the Middle East. Its focus on the narratives of trailblazing athletes, trainers, and coaches spotlights women in sports within traditionally conservative regions. Raha Muharak's initiative, in collaboration with Acast and Pineapple Productions, not only celebrates the accomplishments of these women, but also aligns with the broader societal changes reflected in Vision 2030. The podcast becomes a medium through which the essence of quality of life is portrayed, how these extraordinary women carve their paths, maintain their well-being, and pursue their passion in sports. The podcast's bilingual format in English and Arabic appeals to a wide audience across diverse cultural backgrounds. The roster of guests include a female astronaut and the first female Saudi CrossFit trainer. The podcast's popularity shows how much people love in-depth stories on audio platforms. More and more folks are craving real and engaging tales, and Quality of Life nails it. The show goes beyond just entertaining. It helps change society by breaking old limits and changing how we see women in sports. It gives these women a louder voice, showing that barriers are coming down and inspiring others. In 2023, we witnessed a shift away from celebrity-centric shows toward more substantive content. Or so it seems. It's refreshing to see a return to well-researched investigative journalism and discussions around weighty topics like class and culture, reports The Times. Podcasts like The Retrievals from Serial and The New York Times exemplify this trend, diving into compelling investigative reporting that tackles significant societal issues. Then there's the resurgence of Emily Oster's Parent Data, reflecting a growing interest in data-driven parenting advice. Catering to parents who seek evidence-based guidance amid the noise of anecdotal information. Oster's approach, seen in her books like Expecting Better and Crib Sheet, translates well into the podcast format, offering a resource for parents navigating various child-rearing stages. While the shift toward more substantial content is noticeable, there's still room for entertainment. Evident in podcasts like Strikeforce 5, featuring late-night hosts and their comedic camaraderie. As we head into 2024, it will be intriguing to see our podcasts continue to adapt and cater to diverse listener preferences. Podcasters are increasingly turning to AI for help in creating, editing, and promoting their shows. That's according to a survey by Headliner. This trend shows that AI tools are becoming useful in streamlining podcast production processes, aiding in tasks like generating artwork and social media marketing. While there are benefits like time-saving and content improvement, some challenges like promotional difficulties and accuracy concerns are still evident. But overall, podcasters view AI as a helpful tool despite encountering a learning curve and occasional robotic-feeling content. Red FM's launch of the podcast series, Survivors of 2611, Courage and Beyond, marks a meaningful tribute to those who experienced the 2008 Mumbai terror attacks. The podcast offers a platform for survivors to share their personal stories, reflecting the resilience and strength demonstrated during that tragic event. Nisha Narayanan's recognition of the power of storytelling and creating empathy is evident in this initiative. By providing a space for survivors to recount their experiences, Red FM aims to shed light on the human spirit's capacity to endure and overcome adversity. This podcast series not only commemorates a significant moment in history, but also offers listeners a chance to gain insight into the experiences and lessons learned by those directly impacted by the events of 2611. It stands as a testament to Red FM's commitment to thoughtful and impactful content. Tyrese Gibson's recent clash with the Joe Budden podcast has sent shockwaves through the entertainment scene. The R&B sensation took to social media to call out Queens Flip, one of the podcast's co-hosts, for what he saw as disrespectful remarks about his failed marriage. Tyrese's frustration was palpable as he addressed the ongoing jokes and criticisms aimed at him, particularly in relation to his personal life. In response, Queens Flip swiftly fired back on Instagram, denying any recent discussions about Tyrese on the show and suggesting that perhaps Tyrese was amplifying past comments. His message seems to imply that Tyrese might be overly fixated on old discussions rather than focusing on his current career endeavors. This tit-for-tat spat between Tyrese and Queens Flip hints at an underlying tension. I'm sure Tyrese be like, "Hey yo, Queens Flip, how you doing?" Hey there, if you're serious about growing your podcast and reaching a wider audience, then listen up. Did you know that promoting your podcast on radio can take your show to new heights? Well, it's true. Radio advertising offers a broader reach, adds credibility, and opens doors to untapped audiences. But I've even got better news for you. Introducing RadioAdSpread.com. With the code DOE800, you get access to a free consultation and your very own account manager. They'll guide you through the process, making it easy to start your radio advertising journey. Don't miss out on this incredible opportunity to expand your podcast's reach and influence. Visit RadioAdSpread.com today and use the code DOE800. Your podcast deserves to shine. There's more information in the show notes. Into the Podverse is brought to you by Tony Doe Media and is expertly produced by yours truly. It's available everywhere you get your podcasts, and do be sure to leave us a complimentary note via the links in the description. May the Pod Force be with you.
Of course it is.
The thoughts in your head to most might be absurd. Don't forget to hit record though. Spread the word, let the world know. Let the story be told of new age warriors and heroes of old. Watch the plans unfold. The suspense, the chill, the pace, the knowings, and most of all the skill. The heart is speaking for real. I hear them talking. Renewed my subscription, keep the episodes coming. Pure satisfaction, numbers going up and the show's gaining traction. Call to action, suggest you hit the like button. Leave a rating and review, and I'll get back to you. Hope you enjoyed the show. I would like to know what you think. Share your thoughts below.